have Jhené Barrow joining us today on Adoration Radio as we pray our novena to Our Lady of Good Success. The mission of Battle Ready is to help make others aware of the spiritual fight and to help men and women and youth to be prepared and able to engage. And of course, one of the best ways to get Battle Ready is Battle Ready on the Road. Doug Barry travels and speaks in parishes throughout the country. Visit their website now, Battle Ready Strong, and find out if Doug's going to be in your area. If not, you can schedule him to come in. That's battlereadystrong.com. And as we see the fulfillment of the prophecy of Our Lady of Good Success, we need to get battle ready. Let us now begin our novena. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hail Mary, most holy, beloved daughter of God the Father.
Pray for us.
Hail Mary, most holy, admirable mother of God the Son.
Pray for us.
Hail Mary, most holy, most faithful spouse of the Holy Ghost.
Pray for us.
Hail Mary, most holy, temple and sacrarium of the most holy Trinity.
Pray for us.
Through the intercession of Mother Mariana de Jesus Torres, grant thy good success to this request.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Saint Michael,
pray for us.
Saint Gabriel,
pray for us.
Saint Raphael,
pray for us. Our Lady of Good Success, you who are the all-powerful intercessor before the Most Holy Trinity, deign to hear and answer our request, so long as it contributes to the salvation of our souls and the glory and exaltation of Holy Mother Church.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
And now the prayer for purification. O blessed Mother of God, who went up to the temple according to the law with your offering of little white doves, pray for me, that I too may keep the law and be pure in heart like you. Sweet heart of Mary, be my salvation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Thirst for your heart.
Danielle Rose with the title track from her LP, I Thirst. You can find Danielle Rose online at voicesasone.com. That's voicesasone.com. This next song is one of the best versions I have ever heard of Come Holy Ghost. It is two different kind of groups, if you want to call it, working together. You have shawlmusic.com, which is shawlmusic.com, and Miriam Marstrom, who's actually sisters with the lead singer in the Shawl Music. Miriam is at MiriamMarston.com. Beautiful video that goes with it as well, and I have posted that on my homepage at cultureoflifemedia.com. Here they are singing Come Holy Ghost on Adoration Radio. You that you can help us choose the music on Adoration Radio for the Catholic Music Countdown. In order to do that, you have to know what the music is. So if we're going to be hearing music from some of the best Catholic artists around, these are the folks that you can request at cultureoflifemedia.com. This is a brand new song from someone we all know. It is Audrey Assad and Even Unto Death on Adoration Radio.
Jesus, the very thought of you, it fills my heart with love.
At AudreyAssad.com. That's AudreyAssad.com. She's proven to be very popular. This is Danielle Rose in Mary's Heart. Download the app and set your alarm for 6 p.m. Eastern Time to listen to the best in Catholic music Monday through Friday with Adoration Radio.
Oh, Mary. Of
I know. You want to purchase that one, don't you? You can do so at DanielleRose.com. That's DanielleRose.com. Rose.com. It is time for another one of the Meet the Music Makers. Our guest today is Jim Papandrea. Now, Jim was baptized Catholic, raised Lutheran, became a deacon in the Methodist Church, and then found his way back to the Catholic Church. We're going to hear his story and his song here on Adoration Radio. Jim, I want to start by asking you, how long were you a deacon in the Methodist Church?
Well, I did about 4 years of full-time ministry in local churches, and during that time, I discerned not only that I was kind of not in the right place in that denomination, but also I discerned that ordained ministry and leadership in the local church was not really my calling after all, and that my calling was my primary ministry is actually to the classroom. And so I'm a professor now. I teach church history. That's my day job. And then, ever since I got my first guitar at age 16, I've been writing songs and I've been a musician. And
did you find there was any challenge or conflict to come into the church for you, or did you never have any preconceived notions of what the church wasn't?
Oh, no, I was never like anti-Catholic, if that's what you mean. I know I've read Scott Hahn's story, and he had to overcome some real biases against the Catholic Church. But, you know, I'm Italian. My dad's family was all Catholic, and so my grandparents were Catholic. My uncles, my grandfather especially, was a real positive influence on my faith. And so so there was never really any sort of anti-Catholic bias. I just had to overcome the sort of standard Protestant objections to things like devotion to Mary and the intercession of the saints and stuff like that. But it turns out it really wasn't that difficult. And when it came to the Eucharist, I was more than ready to believe in the real presence. And so that was an easy transition.
Within the Lutheran Church, they believe in consubstantiation, correct?
Right. Yeah. The Lutherans are closer to the Catholic understanding of the Eucharist, and some Anglicans are as well. The Methodists, not so much, though. They're much farther from the Catholic understanding of the Eucharist. But once I sorted that out and once I studied what the Church Fathers taught on the Eucharist, it became pretty clear to me that what the Catholic Church teaches today is what the Church has always believed about the real presence of Christ.
I'm going to ask you a question. I'm not sure if you'll be able to really answer it, but I'm going to see if you can help me out with this one.
Sure.
I have talked to many Protestants who have read the Church Fathers, and they still don't see the church.
Well, you know, it's interesting because my students are Protestant, actually. I teach at a Protestant seminary, and I teach the history of the church. And so because I teach everything sort of before the Protestant Reformation, and, you know, it's all kind of doesn't, you know, it's all, it is what it is. The students are very perceptive, and they do see what early Christianity was like. And when I teach them what the Church Fathers taught, they do sort of see that, you know, what the church has always believed is what the Catholic Church teaches today. But there's still this sort of Protestant mentality that says, well, you know, that's nice and that's quaint, but there's nothing that obligates me to continue to do that. I mean, there's still this sort of Reformation mentality that somehow the Reformation was still a good thing and an advance and progress and moving in the right direction. And I mean, to be fair, Vatican II has shown us that there were some changes that needed to be made and some things that, you know, that needed to be reformed, as we know. But at the same time, that it really sort of gave the Protestant world this mentality that it's possible for modern people to know better than ancient people. And it often doesn't matter to them what the early church fathers taught. They sort of think they know better.
Because the early church fathers didn't have Google.
Right, because they lived a long time ago, and they didn't have Twitter, and they didn't have Facebook, and so obviously they weren't as smart as we are now. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, are they aware that you're Catholic?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, I do an annual trip to Rome with students, every summer we go to Rome, and I show them early and medieval Christianity in Rome, and we talk about these, and we do the ecumenical dialogue, and it's all very collegial. I mean, you know, it's all very sort of open and honest, and you know, we recognize, we talk about the state of dialogue between the Catholic Church and the Protestant denominations. And so, you know, many of them will ask me, so, you know, they'll ask me to tell them about my journey and how I ended up as a Catholic and going back to the church. So yeah, we have some good conversations.
Okay, I've got two questions now out of that thought process. First of all, have any of them become Catholic?
There have been several who have expressed interest, and I've got one or two who are in the process. But most of my students are headed toward ordained ministry and are not interested in being celibate, or they're women. And so for them to become Catholic would mean a major vocational change for them. And so most of them aren't ready to do that.
But you never know the seeds that are planted, what they will blossom into in the future.
That's right.
With that.
That's right.
The other question I bring up is, I often wonder, how can somebody go to the Holy Land and not see the Catholic Church?
Well, that's a good question. I have to admit, I have not been to the Holy Land. I've been to Rome, and I fell in love with it so much that I just keep going back there.
Gotcha.
In fact, I wrote a book on Rome, I'm just so in love with Rome, and every chance I get, I go back there.
Even there, though, you would think they would see the tradition of all the churches that have been there for so many years.
Oh yeah, they do. I mean, that's what, you know, when I take my students, that's what I'm there to show them. And so, I've had a few students have a crisis of faith when they're in Rome, but you know, things that they are working through. But it's all good, you know.
And the song that you've released for our playlist, the song that you want to make in our countdown, is Lost and Found. I like that one. It's actually one of my favorite picks off your album. Tell us about that song.
Well, you know, the parenthetical title is it's Lost and Found, Knees on the Ground. And so I have to admit, I was pretty proud of myself when I came up with that rhyme. Not that it's really anything all that deep, but I felt like, you know, in my prayer life, that I want to be known as someone who goes to his knees when he's looking for direction. And so the end of the song, the lyrics are, you know, when I'm lost, I can be found with my knees on the ground. And not that I actually literally pray in a kneeling position at all times, but, you know,
right,
you get the idea. It's about going to prayer and relying on prayer in those times when one needs direction and needs guidance from God.
Here he is now, Jim Papandrea, with Lost and Found, Knees on the Ground, with Adoration Radio on Breadbox Media.
I bow my head, I lift my hands, I am a desert and my sins are like sand. I need to feel your presence when I pray, but I can't always find the words to say. I am lost and found, knees on the ground, when there's no one around and I can't hear a sound. Coming like the wings of a dove, your Holy Spirit speaks your words of love. I lift my head, reach out my hand, just like someone did for me. Can I help you stand? It's the Jesus in you I wanna see, and it's Jesus to you I wanna be. When you're lost and found, knees on the ground, when there's no one around and you can't hear a sound. Coming like the wings of a dove, the Holy Spirit speaks his words of love. I put out my hands and found, knees on the ground. When push comes to shove, your grace falls from above, coming like the wings of a dove. Your Holy Spirit speaks your words of love. When I'm lost, I can be found, with my knees on the ground. When I'm lost, I can be found, with my knees on the ground. When I'm lost, I can be found, with my knees on the ground. When